Time for small business relief on the Classic Breakfast here at Classic 1027. It's brought to you by the NSBC, assisting small businesses through coronavirus-related economic disruptions. And there are plenty of them, obviously. Mike Anderson is the founder and chief executive officer of the NSBC. Morning again, Mike.
Good morning, Mike. Good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. And now it's Easter Friday, but obviously there really isn't an Easter this weekend because people aren't away. The churches are closed. The hotels are all closed. But I have had feedback from a couple of listeners on our WhatsApp line. Carolyn Peterson, for example, has a business where she has skilled seamstresses who sew curtains and blinds, which are then fitted in the premises by trained fitters. And she says, no matter what technology comes up with, curtains and blinds don't hang themselves. So how is she supposed to carry on her business in this time of lockdown? Her daughter, on the other hand, is a physiotherapist. And as she points out, you can't help someone with a slipped disc without using your hands. And what about things like spa treatments, etc., massages? You've got to use your hands. The client's got to be there for you to be able to conduct your business. And then we had another WhatsApp from someone who's in the construction industry. I got the impression this person has a business doing renovations and repairs, and he's wondering what can he do because he can't take his team to building sites because obviously building sites are shut down. These are the kinds of businesses that I think you referred to last week as bricks and mortar businesses.
Yes.
What are they supposed to do in this time of lockdown?
Yes, Mike, it's one word from me. It's a tragedy right now. And of course, you know, these small businesses that you've mentioned now are quite varied. And to give you further insight into that, we've pretty much got over 15,000 requests for assistance from an incredible amount of different types of businesses.
Mm.
And I think the big message here is that, you know, for example, and I think this can help people thinking differently. And I think importantly, Mike, we've got to be positive. We've got to adapt. We've got to be creative, and we've got to prepare carefully now so we can get out of that starting block quickly when this is all over.
Mm.
But yes, I do know that we need customers and sales so we can drive cash flow, so we can pay our expenses now. So there's the big dilemma. For example, we've got, you know, I live out in a place called Hartebeespoort, and, you know, one of the restaurants out here called Laurentino's, and what they've just done is that they have turned the entire restaurant into a food kitchen for the poor, for the hungry, and for the elderly.
Wow.
And the whole of the community out here, they're delivering food so that they can cook it and feed the hungry. And they're building up an enormous amount of credibility amongst the community, and they're sure to come out of this stronger. They're having a lot of strain right now financially, as all the other restaurants and coffee shops are.
Mm.
So that's the way they've thought. You know, Mike, I've got a health spa in I think it's Ladysmith, who they of course can't do in-house consultation or in-house massages. What they are doing, they're building up the product line now so that when they can start delivering, they're going to sell online products, health products, to the market base. And so these are the kind of things that are coming out. And possibly what one can do, you know, if you're a seamstress, if you've traditionally made curtains and that, now let's start thinking about that. What could we do? And possibly we could select 5 or 6 different products, and we can build up some stock. So when this is all over, we can sell these online, or we can sell them as a shopfront or whatever. So possibly identify 5 like cushions maybe and standard curtains. I know nothing about that business, so please, my apologies. But I think we've just got to say, hang on, let's sit back, all of us. What can we do now to prepare ourselves for when lockdown is over? What could we manufacture? How could we educate? How could we build up credibility amongst our customer base? And really also retain our customers of the past. Because, you know, I did a webinar with Mark Keating, one of the top sales gurus, and we spent some time on this. And the thing is, at the end of the day, this is really a spectacular time when we can build up our customer loyalty and do the very best we can to innovate right now so that whatever business that we have is that we come out of this. We can come out of this and hit that starting block and fire away, and that's the big message. But the big message comes down to adapt, to be positive, to dig deep, and to come out with key solutions, and not to curl up and cry in a corner, so that when the time has come, we're not really, you know, we kind of there to kick off. We don't have to prepare much.
Mm. Like, I think that's very sensible. I can understand people when you're panicking and you're incredibly worried. It's not easy to think creatively because your brain freezes. But what you're saying 100%. Is use this time to try to unfreeze your brain. Try to think positively. Try to relax and allow the creativity, the creative juices to flow.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've adapted to any species. We've adapted enormously, very quickly, because the whole message within the team is that, first of all, at the top of the pyramid, it's positivity, and we're going to get through this. We're all going to get through this, and we're going to come out of this stronger. That's the big message.
All right. Mike, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they go about it?
Two things. You can, of course, email at COVID-19, which no dash in between, COVID-19 at nsbc.africa, or go to our website, www.nsbc.africa. And, of course, our team is ready to help wherever we can.
Small Business Relief on Classic 1027 was brought to you by the NSBC, helping small businesses to stay in business.